you give, and then you get. And I'm gonna get you got with. Hang on.
I think like women.
I just don't understand.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Let's start over. David, this is where we're starting. I have been up since the ass crack of dawn, but I also weirdly went to bed at the ass crack of dawn, which doesn't really make sense. I think I might have slept about 30 minutes or so, but that's definitely enough time, I think.
Yeah.
I'm a husk. It's fine. We're fine. This is all good.
That's all your body needs, I guess.
Do you know what I'm like? I'm like the cicadas.
Why? You're underground for 17 years?
Well, that too. Kind of like my last relationship. But no, the how they leave like and they shed their exoskeleton.
Oh, their husk.
That's me. I'm their husk. I am a cicada husk. That is what I am.
Did you say you collected them?
No. Yes. I did collect them.
What did you do with them?
I don't know. I would like.
Did you make them fight?
Well, no, you could fight. So, all right. So there's like a lot of long grass out in the country, you know, and you could like, so you could take the long grass and make like little tent huts, and you'd take like a little rubber band and make little houses. And then I would I would play with the cicada husks and have them have their little tents.
Don't get your kids the Furby.
There'd be like a little tent community, like out under the overpass by the strip.
That sounds adorable.
But it's just little cicadas.
Just the shells. Just the shells. And then you'd go and get your little hermit crabs and let them take over the cicada shells.
Oh, no, because you can't take the hermit crabs out of the cage for too long, because otherwise they, like, run your house. Remember the one that I just, like, found 6 months
later?
He was red. What is he eating? But you know what? I have the bone to pick as well. Who, if you pick up my trash, whoever the you are, I don't know what kind of game you're playing. I don't know what's going on, because I put out, you know, you put out the bins.
Yeah.
And you know, if you put like, there's like a cardboard box maybe that's like too big for the bin. You set it next to the recycling bin and they take it. I know this because it says so. Because they do it every now and then, and because they do it for all of my neighbors. But Mr. Trash Man or Woman, whoever the you are, you're not doing your goddamn
trash
job.
Trash lady
could be trash lady. I'm a trash lady, but I'm not removing the trash. However, I am bringing it out to where it is supposed to be picked. So explain to me how I come back, right? All of my neighbor's bulk trash is taken away. My bulk trash, which is just a huge. What do we call it? A box. I'm sorry. I'm such a husk right now. It's a huge cardboard box, right? Because it was from the little Murphy bed that we're working on this new room. Anyway, besides the point. So I come back. All of my neighbor's trash is like taken out. All their bins are in. One of my bins is toppled over into the middle of the road. The big box is like destroyed somehow because they didn't take it. And that was also open, which didn't start open. It was just sitting against the bin, and everything from the inside, like the little packing stuff, not packing peanuts, because I know that goes in the trash, you know, not recycling, but all the little bits of cardboard that were inside it strewn all over the road. So I'm running around trying to pick up all this of the road, also having to pick up a nasty bin that's like fallen over on its side, which is in the middle of the road. So explain to me how you can go and take everybody else's and you just strew mine everywhere. I don't have time for this.
Like, was the bin full?
The bin, it wasn't even that full. That's the thing. It was just like the box was too tall to put into the bin.
No, I know, but like, was your bin full and like all over the ground?
No, there's like some things, just like a couple receipts and stuff like. But it
looked
like
I thought like all the flew around. Too,
I was like
that's
all you have to do, right? You see that there's a big box. Are you gonna go take the big like? And then just like throw the box around? But you threw the bin too. Do your due diligence. Get the out of your truck, put the bin back up, and put the big box in the truck. Like, what are we doing?
They don't get out.
And then I call to be like, hey, y'all didn't take my stuff. And I was ready to have a whole thing. I waited on hold for like 45 minutes. And then they're like, would you like a call back? We can take your number and put your place in line. And you know how you do that? And then they call you back. Guess who called me back? Nobody. Nobody called me the back. Just like, I'm not calling back anyone from the voicemails. However, we do have voicemails. So would you like to because I am a shell.
Yes. So, and thank you guys for calling in, because we love hearing from you guys. We love interaction with you guys. That means that we know someone's out there listening. Thank you. We love you.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
I don't have much love left to give, but I'll try.
Baby test.
Do you
want to
test some of our sound pads and see what the sound pad buttons are? Because we haven't programmed them, but
pop, 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 pop. Da 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 da.
Oh, thank you. Please, thank you so much.
And da 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 da.
Not. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Not me getting off to the sound of applause, and then as you are you edging me with applause right now, I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Here's this one.
Well, that's the soundtrack for my fucking life. All right, let's get into the voicemails. Let's see if this works. This is great. So bear with us, because this is the first time we are trying to use the cord in this, and it's not dialed in. So if you also have anything that you would like, I don't know which camera to look at, if you have anything that you would like to share with us, with the pod, and for these days in particular, when we are husks, that would be really great.
Please.
You know, anyway, here we are.
Hello, Molly and Laura.
Is this playing through here?
It is, but it's low.
Okay, so we want to go like this.
My question is, does Laura know what a yoni massage is?
Yes.
Then, if neither of you know what a yoni massage is, have either of y'all been a focus of just your satisfaction without reciprocation encounter? Thanks. Bye.
Meaning like we got the massage, or we gave the massage?
The yoni massage is the pussy, right? What's a yoni massage?
Oh,
I feel like I should know this. I feel like I do know it, but I'm a husk.
Well, let's look at
my brain
together,
capacity is at an all-time low, which was a great band back in the day that I loved when I was like an emo little punk kid, and it was great.
Yoni massage, so it's allows you to explore your body in slow, methodical, and sensual. I guess it's just like
a sensual massage.
Yeah, but what's the question?
So he wants to know if Laura knows what it is.
Okay, so
sorry, and I think your name got cut off. Actually, I don't know if you left your name. I'm not seeing a name. So it is just a sensual massage from what I know of yoni massage. But yes, I have received, only in recent years have I been on the receiving side of pleasure without anything being expected in return. Actually reviewing, still haven't posted it yet, but we have a bonus episode coming for Dirtbags, and we kind of touched on that a little bit with a couple other things, so that will be coming soon. But the whole like just receiving pleasure, I was under this like impression for so long that I am just purely the giver of pleasure, like that is my purpose, is to give the pleasure. And when you find someone who they give the pleasure to you. Like, it was like with my man, for instance, like one of the first times that we're, you know, fooling around and all that fun stuff. Motherfucker just comes in. I've told you this, like just eats my pussy and goes to work. And I was like, but you, he's like, no.
Yeah.
what do I do? What is my purpose? I need your dick. I'm like, oh. And it's like, it was so hard to comprehend that I could just like have an orgasm.
Yeah.
And instead of me getting off from giving someone pleasure, it was just them getting off from me having pleasure, which was like very
new.
Cool. New. And it still feels new sometimes, which is great because, you know, after this long, I mean, do you think it'll be new anymore?
That's what I was also going to say is like, so after so many years of being with, you know, a partner that was like shit, and then now finding, you know, guys that truly value us and like love us, mm-hmm. Isn't it ever bizarre? Like when they come up out of nowhere and like do cute things, and I'm like always like, ew, like, because it's like I'm not used to it.
Yeah. I don't like.
I get like weirded out.
It's not, yeah, it is.
You're like, it's
weird.
Cool, but to me, it gets weird.
Yeah, it's like we're talking about with them like sniffing our slippers and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, do you like those?
Tell them about how they make you walk.
So I walk freaking bow-legged with these. It's crazy. These were the absolute biggest slippers. I just thought, oh, I need some house slippers because mine are
They're so cute.
The other day. So, fun story for all you feet lovers out there. You're not going to like this one, so close your ears or skip ahead. We'll see. I was sitting just editing in the living room, like, doo-doo-doo, and I was smelling it. I was like, is Ian farting? Like, and I'm looking at him, and he's just there snoozing. But sometimes they leak out in his slumber, you know what I mean? He'll just be like, whew.
The whistle tooth.
Well, if it whistles, he wakes up. But if it's quiet, then I'm the only one attacked. And then I'm surprised and I'm running away. But in this case, it would like come in and out and then it was just like a smell. And I was like, maybe he needs to go to the groomer, right? No, because I drop a pencil on the ground and I reach down there and it's my slippers that are just sitting under the table, not on my feet. They're just like wafting out like a aromatherapy reed diffuser. But
like
it's not it's not therapeutic. It's like a traumatic reed diffuser. Like it's not. It was not good. So I finally threw them away. They've been washed, all that. And I was like, I'll just treat myself because I saw someone that she's so cool. Lean Beef Patty. If you don't follow her and you like muscle ladies, please go follow her. She's awesome. And she's not a whore like me. She's actually just like a really cool fitness person. So she was wearing that was like this. So I looked him up and this was the biggest size you could buy. But my big ass Yeti feet hang off the sides of this sole. So there's no real support. So when I walk, I end up being bow-legged because my feet slide off the edges of the sole. So I'm like hobbling around just like a little goblin.
Do the insides look smaller than the outside? Is that the issue?
It's a weird... I don't...
Because your feet don't look that wide.
Look how gross they're already getting in there.
They look fine.
They're fine for now. We'll see.
They're only a week old, people.
But yeah, the receiving side of pleasure is weird. But there's like this thing in me that even in those moments, right, have you heard this stuff about like the pleasure doming, which I think is kind of like along this line where it's like their purpose, really how they feel, is to like give you pleasure. And that's usually how I feel about people. So when I receive pleasure and then I don't get to reciprocate it, I almost feel guilty.
Yeah.
Or like not even guilty, but almost like pissed. Like, hey. It's my turn. I will show you I can do the good stuff too.
Like, tap me in,
coach. It's so good. I wonder where that comes from. Like, it's like how I said, like, if I get reincarnated someday, I want to be a cat.
Yeah,
because you just get to like destroy things and be the devil and you get worshipped and fed and you're like, look how cute it is. And you're just like, whack, and just knock some glass off a table, you know?
Yeah, and you're the like, you're the one that says it's okay for pets or not. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's kind of me now, but sometimes people don't listen. And unlike a cat, I can't just like scratch them. So it goes through my head, but that's assault. So
and you do have nails.
I do. And I keep them pointy just in case. You know what I mean? Like all that kind of stuff. So,
God.
I'm a husk.
When I got my nails done last, speaking of nails,
yeah.
I told them to cut them short, right? Because I was like...
Because you're going to finger yourself?
Yeah, for once. And then I was just like, okay, I want them short because like I kept breaking them on things because mm-hmm. they would be so long and like they get caught. And he's like, well, maybe you shouldn't do so many things. Like... princess treatment.
Maybe you shouldn't do so many things.
Like heavy lifting and stuff. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm doing this and I gotta do this.
Yeah, but calluses feel great when you're given a hand job, don't they? Don't you guys love calluses?
They might like calluses, but not the broken fingernails.
What? How are you giving hand jobs? Just like...
like this. Like a cat.
Your dick is a scratching post. You just like... Can you imagine? There's a few dicks out there I'd like to scratch, let me tell you.
But yeah, so like back to the voicemail. Sorry. Like I have not really ever received like a pleasurable massage like that.
Oh, like a happy ending massage? No. Yeah. The happy ending massages are the best. Like, I don't go to a place to go get that done. It's just like the person, you know, because I spend so long I'm always a massage giver.
Uh-huh.
So when I receive a massage, it's like when I said to go to the place, I can barely fall asleep. You know what I mean? I can't like fully relax. If it's my partner, sure, that's a lot easier. But even that was like a process. There was this whole thing of like in my... when my relationship now was like new, right? That I was like, I'm not a cuddler. It was hard for me to cuddle. Like my ex and I didn't fucking cuddle. We'd have people over and then I remember, this is so funny. We'd have like a couple over, right? And we're hanging out or whatever. Say we're watching a movie, right? And they're all snuggled up like in the corner of the couch. And I would just look at them and be like, "Oh, that's nice." And then sometimes, you know, you like, I look at my partner and be like, no, okay, all right, I'll just watch them. I'm just like creeping on another couple being like, is this what comfortability looks like? Is this what it looks like when you love each other? It's crazy.
So this is love. Do, 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 do.
That was my last relationship. But getting into the space of being comfortable like cuddling, like it was so fucking hard.
I
dude.
Bet.
Like even hand holding. Like the first time he held my hand, my hand just instantly became coated in sweat, and I was like, "Is this what we're doing?" And it like laced the fingers, and I was like, "Oh, why? This is kind of nice. Maybe it's fine." It's like a cat when you're petting them, and they're like, "I don't know if it."
The cat's just wow.
That's me trying to hold hands. Because there was this thing like if we went out somewhere, it'd be like we'd walk like apart from each other, and he'd be like walk ahead of me, like in case people see you, they don't think we're together. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Because
wait, we're not together.
Because it was the whole thing of like with Cam back in the day, and it's like back when I was Cam, it's like who the fuck would have recognized me? I had like a small little group of people, but I'm just like in my head like, yeah, people might recognize and then they see that I have a man, and that's a bad thing for them to know, so I'm gonna walk ahead like this and I'll check back, see if he's still there. I don't know, he might leave. He says he will all the time.
He turned a corner quick.
Run.
Yeah, no, literally. Ugh. Seriously, what I run.
What I should have fucking
it done. Doesn't matter, he would have chased you. That's what How? That's what predators
I don't
do.
Think he could run.
Trust me. One time I ran and hid in a Starbucks and I got found. So it happens. Yeah. It's
they
not.
They do be finding you.
They use their sniffers. They're like.
Yeah.
They're like vulnerability. Like,
where is it? There it is. They're like a pointer dot. They're like. There it is. Yeah. And they're like go towards
I'm literally
you.
In a chair in a Starbucks with this like trying to hide. And then dun dun dun. Yeah. It's like.
You see
what?
Like the feet come up into your line of range and you're like.
Almost like.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would hide in closets. That's been a long running thing for me. My whole life, actually, hiding in closets. It's weird.
I hid in a closet then, too. It's but like a comfortable thing.
But now I'm comfortable enough to say that I also like women. So
she's not in the closet anymore.
But I do like to hide in there still. So
it's cozy in there.
It is. It is cozy.
So what else? Do we have any other voicemails?
We do. I'm sorry. I just keep going.
Yes. No, I'm excited.
It's so annoying because, all right. So before we move on, yesterday I participated in Adderall. I just don't like it's the most crazy thing to me to experience that. And I said it to you multiple times.
It was
throughout
amazing.
The day. I have this thing. And object permanence is definitely a thing. It's like, I'll go out into a room specifically with the goal of retrieving one item. 40 minutes later, I'll come back into that room and I'll be like, shit, I left this room to do something, but I did 50 other half tasks and then I got back here and now I can't remember what I initially left to go get in the first place. And then I get frustrated and then I have a meltdown and I go sit in my closet. With this little magical wonder. All right. It was mind-blowing to me. It's like all of my brain gets organized into these lists. I don't even need to write down lists. I had lists. I barely regarded them the entire day. I know where I put something down. I know exactly what my intent is to do things. I didn't let the laundry rot yesterday. And this is while shooting customs. I didn't let laundry rot. Do you understand how many times in a day, in a week, that I let laundry rot? Where it gets that weird little smell because you forget to put it in the dryer because you didn't dry it enough. And so now it sat there. And it's like this whole fucking thing. I was so on top of everything. I was like, is this just how it feels to have a normal brain, that you're like, I'm going to do this one thing and not get sidetracked by 500 other things on the way to do that one task? It was crazy. And now today I am so sad because my brain is back to broken. So
it organizes your thoughts perfectly.
Yes. It's
to where they just give you the
thoughts. It's like if my brain was an Excel spreadsheet. It's crazy. It's so efficient and I love it so much. And I wish I could think like that all the time. Maybe I can train myself to do it. Probably not. Anyway.
Why not?
Okay. Let's try this one.
Never say never.
Hello, Ma. I'm...
Ma?
You call me Ma?
Yeah.
Because it says call Mom. That's like what the excerpt says. Let's try this again.
Hello, Ma. I call from Iran. I am very attracted to Molly. She's very awesome.
I'm very attracted to Molly. What was the other...
I don't know.
Are we trying this again? One last time. One last time, and then we're just going to have to play it through, sir. I apologize.
I'm confused.
Hello. I call from Iran. I am very attracted to Molly.
A call from Iran?
Iran? Is that what he said? Oh, shit. All right.
Wow.
Very awesome human being, I guess. I would like to go on.
Very awesome being.
Very awesome human being, I guess. Same.
Must be language barrier.
I guess.
I'm a date with her. Of course, I know she has a boyfriend or something, but I really like to see her once, talk to her, you know. I think she's a very, very attractive human being. Can you tell me how I can see her in person? Thanks.
Almost no one can see me in person. Even when I go out, I'm like John Cena. It's
can
like,
where you is see she? Me now?
You ever get this thing? I'll sometimes be out. And if I catch like someone's eye for too long, I will just disappear. Like, I'll do it at the grocery store sometimes. You ever have this where you're at a... you probably never have this. Let me tell you what my experience is at grocery stores. The other day, for instance, we went to the grocery store and I was wearing just like a little romper because it was like one of the nice warm days.
Was
finally.
A nipple out?
No, I checked. Same romper, different day. So, but no nipple was out. And because of that, I checked to make sure no nipples were out before I went into the store, because I'm not trying to nip out everybody at the fucking Albertsons. You know what I mean? But I walk in and I'm with my man and we go to get a cart, right? And this lady was pulling out her cart and she pulls it out to like the middle. So it's blocking the doors. And she stares at me like this.
Laura?
Yes?
My lips are so dry.
What happened?
I don't know, but I think if you kiss me, it will help.
No!
Well, in lieu of that, I guess I might go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that I purchase. And luckily, I did, because joining us today, we have sugar-free white grape from Liquid IV. If you've never tried Liquid IV before, Laura, do you want to tell them a little bit about what they can find inside one stick of Liquid IV?
Well, one stick of Liquid IV contains all the vitamins and nutrients that you need to really be hydrated, and it has all the Bs.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, which are very, very good for your hydration station, which is your body.
Yes.
So if you think that you might be dehydrated, you probably are. If you're seeing this right now or hearing this, you are probably dehydrated because a lot of people are. And I like to start my morning, every morning, with one stick of Liquid IV dissolved in 16 to 18 ounces of water. I just put it in my little tumbler, take it out on my day, and I have it before I even start coffee in the morning.
It's the best. And then this is the sugar-free one? Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're so good. They're all so good.
My personal favorite is white peach. Mm-hmm. I'm just currently out of white peach because I drink it all. So, but we love Liquid IV. And if you guys want to give it a try, these are perfect for a stocking stuffer, I would think, for the ho-ho holidays or any time of year, really. I guess you could really have a stocking any time of year, but right now it's Christmas. So consider it in your gift purchases. You can go to liquidiv.com. Use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. Help the pod, help your hydration, or the hydration of your loved ones. Do you not care about the hydration of the people that you love?
Yes.
Do you want them to walk around all winter with chapped lips?
No.
Depression? Sadness? Those things can come from being dehydrated and just all walks of life, but something that will put a smile on their face is a pack of Liquid IV. So go to liquidiv.com, use code TWND, save 15% on everything that you purchase, and get free shipping. Thank you, Liquid IV, and back to the freaking show.
Ooh.
To the point that I smiled, and then she went, and then took her card away, and I was like, ah, and I was like, okay, I'm not gonna say anything. That was probably just in my head. And my man goes, what was her fucking I was like, oh god, it's not just me for once. But then the entire time that I'm in that store, I kept seeing her,
and she was and watching
I would like
you?
I would like, and she kept like looking at me, and I'd go down a different aisle, and I try to like, I'm like, it's like I'm in a maze and I'm trying to avoid like this lady. And I've done that with a lot of people, especially like when guys are creeps at the store or whatever. And I just try to like,
like, disappear. Don't follow me.
Yeah. But you're not going to. So it's very unlikely that we'll ever meet in person. And I'm very sorry to relay this news to you, but I don't go out very often.
And you're not in Iran.
And I'm not in Iran. And I'm not going to go on a date with somebody else because I'm dating someone that I'm very happy with and have been for almost 5 years now. And if anyone is telling you to the contrary, they are a catfish. So let's not even go there. I don't know how many times I have to address this. Not saying you, sir, were catfished. I understand what you're trying to relay. I'm letting everybody else know out there, it ain't me.
Yes, give me the applause.
I live for the applause, applause, applause. I live for the applause. How long does the applause go?
I think
go?
It keeps going.
Oh, please. Thank you. Thank you so much. I tried my best. This. Thank you. So I'm sorry, but we will not be meeting. But thank you that I am an all right person, you guess. Or, I appreciate that. I'm kind of cool.
Taken.
Next one.
This is Phil Doe from.
It sounded like a collector.
This is Phil Doe from Ontario, Canada. Just saying how amazing you both are. Just doing what you're doing. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
I heard Phil. I heard Philbert. I don't know why I heard Philbert, and I'm pretty sure that's not your.
Oh,
is that the Philbert?
Can we try this one?
Oh, Philbert. That's a good one.
Phil, Philbert, whoever wait, you wait. Are.
Yeah, calls from Philbert.
Wait, we played the beginning of that intro of his.
This is Philbo from.
Philbo?
Like Philbo Baggins. Oh my god. So, Philbert, Philbo, whatever Philbo. Your name is, I appreciate you. That made us smile very much, and it made my arms do this, which is a good sign. So, but on that note of Bilbo Baggins, it made me think of Bilbo Baggins, which made me think of Hobbits, which made me think of how out of pocket my nail guy gets with me.
Did he call you a hobbit?
Yeah, kind of. We were talking about like the whole thing with like the feet shaving and stuff. I was like, and yeah, I have to shave. Because he was asking, every time I get down for the pedicure, he's like, ho toes? I'm like, ho toes. He's like, all right. Then he goes and gets the white, and I'll do the white toes.
And he's I can't remember how it brought up, but anyway, it got brought up that I was like shaving my feet and all of that kind of stuff. I was like, yeah, I have to shave them and it's gross. And he's like, yeah, it's gross. And he just like gives me shit all the time. And I think it's great because it's kind of like having an adjacent brother like out here, someone that just like picks on me but is nice to me. And I really like that. It's something that I look for in a nail tech, which I didn't know that I did until now. So if you're listening, I appreciate you.
Yeah, shout out.
I always have fun stories to share of my nail salon encounters, both on the pod and just with Laura's ears.
And he's very talented.
He's very talented.
I love all the like cool designs he does on you. Mm-hmm. He's always keeping your hot toes fresh. Mm-hmm. I mean, we love you. And also for all the knowledge he shares.
And he's never tried to suck on my toes, which is like really cool. You know what I mean? Because you think, man, toes, face. Yes.
For him.
Thank you. All right. I don't know why I said thank you. I'm not the one doing it.
Well, for you too.
Thank you, Philbert. My hobbit toes, thank you for calling in.
Phil. Ooh,
this one is about how do I like myself? We actually have... Is there a breaking news? Oh.
That's better than... That is breaking news.
This is breaking news. So the top one is breaking news.
Yes.
So breaking news, we actually have someone who called in about something we asked people to call in about. And that's really cool.
That means you listen. Yay. We love you.
I feel like this episode is going to be so unhinged that I'm going to hate how I am. Because I feel like... My brain is pudding. Like, I feel like I had a lot of things that I was going to bring up and talk about. I'm getting so sidetracked.
It's all right. I have some notes, I think. So we'll talk about that.
This is your brain, not on drugs. Not even high. It's crazy. Oh, God. Maybe that's why.
Oh,
I smoke.
Here. I can help with that.
Actually, could we take a little... Oh, no. Okay.
Hey.
For legal reasons, it's... So just so you guys know, and any people who might be trying to flag videos, it is legal here, but this is just nicotine.
Yep. And it's legal. Here.
This is just nicotine. It's so crazy how this vibrates.
I like it.
I want to like...
Yeah.
But I can't... It's like a guy trying
to... Do you want me?
Oh! That's what we need to fucking talk
about.
Yes,
can you... See? Start at the top. Make it drop. Wait. First, hold on. Voicemail. Then that.
Remind
I will bring
me about
you back.
The vibrator.
I will.
Because daddy got pissed.
Back to the show.
How do I just like myself? I have survived every worst day I've ever had. And I've done so looking great and being hilarious. And it's hard not to like someone like that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, do I fuck myself over in the long run pretty consistently? I sure do. But do I keep showing up every single day? Also, yes. And you got to respect that kind of tenacity. You know what I mean? I hope this helps.
Yes! I got chills. And if I had hair, it would be standing.
They're multiplying.
Incredible.
And I'm losing control.
Oh, no. This is just the soundboard episode. We're just like, I feel like I need a top hat, like, duh.
Mr. Peanut. What a nice message. And that was awesome. He just says he just wakes up, he survives all his worst days.
I love that. He
looks
like,
good and is hilarious.
He's like, I'm looking great. I'm fucking fantastic. I'm hilarious. Do you know the kind of confidence that I am searching for in my life that I can just say, I'm hilarious, and not have it be sarcastic?
Or that's hilarious.
Please, let's get into that. So, sir, I don't think he left his name. I didn't hear a name. But what I would like to say is...
Bravo.
Nope. Yep. There it is. We'll figure out the soundboard eventually. The fact... that you, sir, can wake up every morning, tell yourself that you're fucking hilarious, that you look fucking good, and that you have survived all of these hardships.
Yes. Congratulations.
Amazing. I am so proud of you. I hope to someday aspire to be someone like you, that I can look at myself and not hate myself. But it is kind of true, because it's one of those things that, like, when you do look at the things that you have... survived or whatever, and you're like, oh yeah, like I got through it, I'm still here. It's like one of those things, like everything always works out.
Yes.
Just not necessarily in the way that you think it's going to. But I can't say that I looked great during all of those times. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that you can say that, and I don't know what you look like.
Bravo.
But apparently it's great. So I'm very happy for you.
But that
doesn't, while I appreciate the sentiment, it doesn't really explain the how.
He just does his damn best.
That's crazy.
He's just waking up and cracking jokes and putting on a suit.
See, no, the thing with me is like,
suits.
You're getting up and you're doing your best, and that's great. But what if no matter what you do, you feel your best isn't good enough?
Oh,
do you know
touche.
What I mean? Like, I think that's maybe my problem. It's never enough. It's like never. See, the problem is, I also know why. Because when I say those things, I think back through therapy talks. I'm like, okay, I understand why. Now, how do we get from the why to the fix? Just because you know why.
Can it
doesn't
fix?
Mean that you know how.
Right.
Doesn't mean you know the after. But that we never do know the after, do we? Because I have to keep reminding myself, there is only now. There is no then. There is no coming up.
Yeah.
Because even the shit that you plan for that comes up is like, think how many times we've planned shit and then it just like falls through. We'll be planning something for fucking ages, or the stuff that happened with AVN, or the fact that we had the podcast removed. It's like, we weren't planning
for
that.
Or we record an episode and the audio is not there.
Yeah.
You know, shit.
One of the greatest episodes. If you guys are interested, the bonus episode will be coming soon. I'm sorry, I've been so sidetracked. I was behind on customs. I was behind on content. I have so much editing. Look at me.
A husk.
I'm doing my best. And I look great doing it. And I'm fucking hilarious. That's where my brain goes. It's like, you are such a fucking liar now. You are such a fucking liar.
No, we're not.
Lie to yourself harder.
So please tell us about your experience on the strip. Take yourself back in time on that one. And give us a nice little rant. Yeah. Also, this helped.
Daddy doesn't go anywhere. I'm daddy.
That voice.
I'm daddy. Daddy doesn't go nowhere. I mean, if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, I feel like almost every single episode, I can make a clip from me telling you an experience of not going somewhere, not wanting to go somewhere, or if we do go somewhere, why it was bad. Here's another example that I was reminded yet again why I do not leave the house and why I am not a fun person. Have you ever been to Vegas? Beach clubs? Beach. It's not a beach. It's a fucking pool on a concrete ceiling of a fucking hotel full of Neanderthals.
With a little bit of sand.
Is there sand? I didn't even see sand. But I can tell you that whoever the fuck security was had sand in their fucking coochie. And now they also have my vibrator in their coochie. And do you want to know why? They took my vibrator. So, backing it up like a Tonka truck, what we're going to talk about right now is the fact that I don't go to clubs. I think the last time that I was at a beach club, 2015.
Let me tell you a tale.
Do you know how long ago 2015 is?
Long time.
Long fucking time.
9 years ago.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Anyway, almost 10 years ago, I'm fucking ancient. I don't know how I haven't fixed my brain yet. I'm an adult. I need to get this shit on the road.
She's a fossil. So,
but I don't go to clubs. And the last time I was at a club, it was, I don't know, not quite that long as long ago. But when I first moved to Vegas, I was doing these like little Playboy parties where it's like I had been in Playboy. So they'd pay you like a little bit to go to an event and just like be there. You're like little eye candy, just like, oh my God, you're so hilarious. And it's terrible. It's the cigar bar, don't even get me started. I almost died. So not because of people, because of the smell. Like it traps it all in at a cigar bar. It's terrible. I hate it.
I used to be a part of a cigar bar.
Really? Do you smoke cigars?
I used to.
What?
And I would stink to high heaven.
I
so you're correct.
I've learned like new background lore about you in so long.
But let's go back to this. Because it does stink.
But
you're right.
Anyway, so the club, right? And the last time I was at a club, I shit you not, like, and I was like drinking at the time, but it was one of those things that I never have been someone that knows how to like
Like, hang on, people, like, I can do all the sexy stuff on camera, behind a screen, whatever, but in person, until I had my liquid courage, none of that. So you go, you're doing all this, hadn't drank yet. The other girls are like hanging on the bed. You're so funny. And I was trying to get in the zone, thought of zone. And I'm just starting to like off by myself.
Oh, yeah.
I was telling you about that. Dances. And just like going and trying to like until the bottles come, you know what I mean? Because this is how I dance until I get drunk and then it's a shit show. So you think this is bad.
she gets that on the tables.
I have been on tables. Yeah. I have a sordid past. So, but anyway, I don't go to clubs because it's so awkward. And especially now that I don't drink and there's none of that social lubricant. So the most social lubricant I can have is a little hit off of my vape, right? And because it's been so long since I've been to any club or any sort of event, I don't go to concerts. I go to comedy shows. A comedy show at a theater at best, at like most. Like I just love comedy.
It's so good. We always have so much fun. We gotta find a show.
Do you think someday I'll not be a pussy and I'll actually get on the stage?
Yeah, it's just getting close.
And then I'll hear like
what the hell.
Ah! Stop.
That's like a well, Windows, like, yeah, welcome.
Fuck, I got sidetracked by the applause.
You will do comedy.
No, I won't.
Comedy.
Maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see. I'll masturbate about it later. But
yes. So yes. Yes.
I don't know what the rules are. And we're in this line, right? And I'm already in a situation where it's going to be a lot of people. And let's just say my man didn't want to be there either. But you got to go do the things sometimes that you don't want to do. We've been putting it off for as long as possible. You couldn't put it off anymore. So I'm already in the situation of like trying to channel human, you know what I mean? And like I'm Mork on Mork and Mindy. Like, how do you? So I took like one little hit off my weed vape, right? And everybody is vaping. Like they're vaping in the line. They're vaping like whatever. There's no signs of like
no vapes.
There's no signs of no vapes. No one's saying anything to people who are vaping. So I'm like, cool, like we're fine. This is chill. And also weed is legal in Vegas. So I didn't know that it was like one thing either way, right? And maybe I should have known. Maybe I should have looked it up. But I don't really plan for these things because I never go to them. Completely unprepared. Finally get through the line and go in and they search your bags, which I was like, oh, okay, like whatever. They start taking everything out of my bag. It's not like, you know, when you sometimes go into something and they like go through and they look with their little flashlight and they're like, what's in here? Like
they dumped it all out.
Yeah, I'm talking, it was like that little white little backpack that I have. Yeah. And it's very small. It's like a backpack like this. Like it can't fit very much, but it's enough. And it fully opens. So they open
it. It's like this, but flatter.
They're taking out piece after piece. Like it's a fucking checkout aisle at Albertsons. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And then they start dividing things. And I was like, why are they dividing my things? And so I'm having this moment of just trying to be like, yes, that is my thing. Yes, please put them. That's not how I would organize it, but I mean, to each their own. Yes, but can I have my things? They took, you're apparently not allowed to take anything in to the beach club that you can put in your mouth. Which doesn't make sense because you can put nicotine vapes in your mouth, right?
And they allowed those?
Everybody has those. I'm trying to quit vaping, and so I got the little Zyn pouches. So if you don't know what Zyn pouches are, it's like a little sack. I hate them. It's like a tiny little pillow for a Polly Pocket that you put up under your your lip, and it gives you like a little nicotine. And I was like, you know, that might help. And I've been doing that, and I've been buying less vapes, and I know that it's kind of switching off one evil for the other, but we're working on it. So it was sealed, completely sealed, like
brand
you
new.
Have to. And I have nails, like, and they were the fucked up ones that before I got them fixed. So I'm like, they're like, open this. I was like, it's sealed. I need like help opening it. And they're like, well, we can't open it. I'm like, then why do I have to open it? Like, it's a sealed thing. I'm like, it's just nicotine pouch. Like, look at it, read it, it's in, it's everywhere, it's on like every fucking podcast. That's where I heard about it.
And they all probably use it,
yeah, or like whatever, and that's fine. So I finally open it. I show that to them. It just looks like little pouches of, you know what I mean, but that's fine. So they took my mints. I had mints, and I carry around a little old lady thing of pills. It just says
daily dose on it. It's so cute. And it's just aspirin, Tums, and Pepto pills, which all say what they are on the pill. They made me dump all of those out. I get really bad tummy stuff when I have to be around people because it's a social anxiety fucking thing. So I pop Tums like it's candy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, they're just Tums. Like, why can I not? And she's like, you can't take them in. I'm like, it says Tums on it. I was like, do you want me to go shit my pants on the dance floor? Like, what are we doing? Not that I would dance. That's hilarious.
You can dance if you want to.
But so I was like, okay, well, you can just throw them out, I guess. So they go and they dump them out and then they bring me that thing back. And I was like, so I can't have mints, which were also sealed.
That's so...
They're like, no, you can't have those. And so it was like all these random, I can't even remember all the stuff that they started taking because I just like blacked out. But then we get to my Maya Toys vibrator. Shout out Maya Toys. They gave Laura and I each a little vibrator from AVN that you hook a little weed cartridge to. Mm-hmm. That is my only battery for weed pens. It's the only one that I use.
It works a good one. Great.
It has different like multi settings for like the coils to make like hotter or less hot. It's fantastic. The battery life is so long. It's great. Even as a vibrator, it's a fucking sick toy. Like, it's awesome. She takes that, and so she's holding it, and I was like, that's hilarious. But she's like, you can't take this in. And I was like, because the weed, right? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, well, could you guys just hold the it's a brand new cartridge, so could you just hold it in back, or maybe I could put it in a locker? She's like, no, you can't have it anywhere on the premises. I was like, fuck, okay. So I was like, all right, well, at this point, you've taken everything, so just take the cartridge. It's brand new. If you guys want it, I won't tell, or throw it away or something, whatever. Not my vibrator, though, right? So I start unscrewing the thing. I give it to them. They take the cartridge. They toss it. They do whatever they do with it. So I start to put the vibrator back in my bag. And the girl who wasn't even checking my bag says, you can't take that in either. And I was like, why not? You've gone through all of my stuff. There's clearly nothing else in here. You took my brand new cartridge, the only thing that was plugged into it. Why can I not take this? She's like, you can't have a vibrator in there. I'm like, what do you think I'm going to do? Put it up my butthole? I said that because at this point, I'm frustrated. I'm like, what do you think I'm going to do? Put it up my butthole? Like, I'm not going to do anything with a vibrator, but it's a vibrator. It's an expensive vibrator, and it's my only battery pack. Like, what am I meant to do? She's like, you can't take it. So at this point, I've been held back for so long that everybody else that I'm with has gone through. And I'm like in this fit of like seeing red because like I don't know how to react appropriately. And they're throwing
all your shit away.
They're throwing all my shit away. Like, I didn't even want to go to the stupid fucking thing in the first place. And then it cost me like $250. Like, it was this point that I was just seeing red. And so I take my vibrator because I'm not looking around to see like if my man is around or whatever, because I'm just in the zone of like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, like, fuck panicking. You.
So I take my vibrator. I'm like, well, it's a really great toy. Throw it on the table. I'm like, enjoy my fucking vibrator. And I just left because I'm like, what? So you're like, I just don't understand what the fuck. I've given you everything. What do you think that I'm going to do with a fucking vibrator that somebody else can't be doing with their fingers in the same point? Like, fingers is even grosser. Someone just starts fingering themselves. Like, at least it's a, you know, I should have just put the whole damn thing in my pussy and then we wouldn't have had this problem.
Yeah. And like, what if you never used the word vibrator? And what if you were like, oh, that's my massage thing because I have a bad back? You know what I mean? Like, obviously it looks like a vibrator, but.
I mean, obviously, like, it's been inside of my vagina, but it's still, like, it's like,
what in the world? Where is this list of things you cannot bring? Because what if you really needed like a tool for some reason? What if you were diabetic and that was like the way you took your blood?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't understand what,
I mean, they,
where they get the audacity to throw everything away.
Yeah. Well, the fucked up thing, too, is that like there are lockers. Why can I not?
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
Especially with the vibrator. Like, why can't, it's because you wanted it, right?
Yes.
Because you fucking nasty and because you want my used vibrator. Like, well, I just can't understand what else could have prompted, like, taking that of all things. And I was so upset. And now I don't have a battery for any of my cartridges.
Those assholes. Take a hit.
It's just like, it's just so frustrating. And then the whole thing, I'm already like in a terrible mood because they just took half of the things from my bag, like, without real explanation of why I couldn't have them. And I'm panicking because I'm like, oh, I didn't take a Tums beforehand. So now my stomach, and you know how I feel about stomach stuff. I'm panicking about, well, now I'm going to get a stomach upset. And luckily it didn't happen that time. But it's just like, go into the situation and then I have to go sit around people and pretend that I'm having a good time. But what I noticed as I was observing people, because I think that was the best part of the whole thing, is just observing everyone else around you, is that no one's having fun. No one's having fun. There were so many instances that I saw people with their drinks like this. Like they had just died. Like they were just dead. And then it's like they'll look around, if they catch your eye, they're like, it's like a fucking, like in The Sims, like when you take your character and you're like, let's go downtown to meet people and maybe I'll meet someone and have babies and force them to fuck in a closet. And that's, well, not the babies. Like, wait, that sounded wrong. Hang on. You force The Sims to you lock The Sims in a room. You force them to
do the nasty.
To do the nasty because you need to, like, you know, repopulate your household. So it's just like a necessary evil in the game of Sims. What you have to do is you go to the club, right? And all the Sims that come in, they like walk in and then they get to the dance floor and they're just like, or they have like one signature. And when I'm walking through people at this beach club, I was like, this is just like The Sims. Because the music wasn't even that good. The weather was terrible. Like it was so
windy. It was windy.
It was this just wild. And no one looked like they were actually having fun, but everyone was recording the fun that they were having, and then their face just died like after the camera would shut off or as soon as they leave the dance floor, or like it was just this weird thing of observing people that I was like, this is a bunch of people pretending that they're enjoying something that they're not.
Y'all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting, but who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
I didn't feel so alone.
When you said you saw the girl like making her video, and then like literally as soon as she stopped recording.
Y'all, I shit you not. There's listen, I may be a whore for profit, right? But I've never been a pull a selfie light out of my purse, attach it to my phone with dead eyes, and then record myself pretending to dance to music, and then closing and letting my face die, said camera. I've never been that kind of hoe. You know what I'm saying? So I may be a lot of things, but, and it's also the situation of, I hate when you, I don't understand, why are girls mean? Can we talk about this?
Yes.
Are girls mean to you? Have you had like a lot of mean girl experiences?
I've had one that like was.
Can you talk about
like
it?
Like one? No.
You've only had one?
Well, like when I was young. Are you talking about when we're young?
Anytime. Because it happens. It happens to me so frequently that I feel like, you know how Ian and Julia, they kind of like look at Edward, but they don't like want to play with Edward. You know, they're like, he's like us, but he's not like us. That's how I feel with women. And it's not for lack of trying. Like, I want to be like a girl's girly girl. Like, I don't know how. And I try. And then I think like I'm making a connection and I start oversharing, which is apparently not a very girl's girl thing to do. So I get to this point of like, or even when I don't know someone and it's just the meanness, like the person who called me out for having my handshake being firm and was like loud and a cunt about it all this kind of stuff. And then when you have met someone before and you know that you've met them before, what inside of your brain pretends that person doesn't exist and then looks at them like you've been introduced for the very first time and says, I don't think we've ever met like that. I don't think we've ever met. I don't think we ever met. I don't think. The fuck is that? Like, of course we have. And I was very proud of myself because in this moment I go, oh, we've met. And it came out of my mouth and I was like,
yeah. Yes.
I was like, whoa. Like inside I did that. On the outside it was very much just, oh, we've met. And that is how I said it. And I was like, wait, did I just do a thing? Like, I know you that doesn't it. Seem like much, but for me, that's a lot. Because for me, mostly in those situations, I'll go, oh, yeah, well, it's so nice to meet you now. Like, and then, like, just ignoring the fact that you were a total bitch the last time that we fucking met.
Did you shake her hand again?
No.
Damn.
I did not shake her hand.
God damn.
Because I was like, it was one of those things that I was like, the first time with a handshake, right? I shake the hand. I do this. That's what I said. That's why I love Boss Lady, because Boss Lady has a firm fucking handshake, and we're just out there like we're about to be thumb wrestling. I'm like, yeah. That's strength. And let me tell you, it's fucking weak as shit to pretend that you've never met someone, but that you're so familiar with their partner who doesn't like you
that way. Yeah.
It's rude. And if you're rude, then I'm gonna be rude. And that's just, you give and then you get. And I'm gonna get you got with, hang on.
I think like women.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, I think like women in large groups could be like, you know, it's like high school. You know, like mean girls, like in large groups.
Yes, I never.
And then they all like conclop, like, what's the word?
Click.
They all click, but I've never been a part of anything like that.
Well, I haven't either. I'm just wondering if you've had the experience of, like, just...
I mean, I've just, like, the only reason I've ever been, like picked on for being a girl from another girl was, like, in summer school, and I was, like, probably, like, 15 or 12. You know, like, so it was something, like, so minuscule in my life and a long time ago, but, like, yeah. I haven't, like, received any shade from, like, a female... that I can remember because yeah. I probably think it's silly and I tune it out. But yeah, that's a different level.
I think that's the thing of like, I want to tune it out.
Yeah.
But then my brain starts going of like, why are you like this? Like, I just don't.
Well, that's different. That because for me, crazy.
I can't like conceptualize just being rude to someone for no reason. And as many shitty instances as I've had with guys, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying like, oh, all women are like this. It's just that I've had so many experiences, and it's not like, oh, this happened in high school. It's like, yes, I was bullied when I was of that age group, but I was homeschooled, so I also wasn't living in it constantly, and it was like a church kids thing. Mm-hmm. I get these things on TikTok like, well, how are you bullied if you were homeschooled? I'm like, because church.
Yep. All right, like there's people there.
So but it's always happened. And then it would happen. And I got to college and I was like, well, now I'm a new person and no one knows I was homeschooled. So it'll be different. Right. And it wasn't different. It was like this like catty weird. And they'll pretend to be like so nice, but it's that so sickly sweet. And oh my God, I love your outfit. Where did you get it? Vintage. It really is fucking Mean Girls. And it's like,
yeah,
I see that you're lying. I see it. It's written all over your fucking bitchy ass face, and you think that you're hiding it, but you're not. If you're gonna be a bitch, just be a bitch. Just be like, oh, we've met. I fucking hate you. I'd rather have you do that than fucking
you'd
like
be
pretend.
Like, fuck yeah.
I'd be like, fuck,
you're cool
yeah.
as hell.
I don't like you too. You want to hang out? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I just can't like conceptualize being mean to someone in that way, and I feel like it's happened so many times, and maybe I just don't understand, or I probably overthink it, like, for sure. But I'll go out of my way to be like like that at this situation. I'm like, oh, I really like you, this outfit. Like, I do the things that it's like, you know, you're supposed to say, right? And I'll try to look at someone and think, what can I give them a compliment on, because that's a good in, right? Oh, I like this necklace. Oh, yeah. I really like the way that your outfit looks on you. And where did you get it? And I don't really care. But like, it's little things.
But
that
you're
I'm
not
like
picking on the person. But also, and then like, oh wait, oh.
No. It's really like, I'll find something that I'm actually like, oh, like that's a cool necklace. Like, yeah. Do I really care where you got it? No, I'm probably not going to buy it. But it's something that shows like an interest in something about you that you have chosen for yourself.
Yeah, the
and
character.
That's what I would like to hear from people. You know what I mean? But even in that situation, I've had times where you realize that one person is just doesn't like you for whatever the fuck that reason is. If you are nice to one of their friends, pretty soon, even if that person was nice, there's like this little handle that pulls them back. Like, oh, no, no, we don't like her. And they ran him in like this. And you're like, but I really like your blouse. And then you're like alone. And I don't understand, like, why can't we just be nice to people? Like, how does that serve you in any way to impart an annoying, rude, not traumatic, but like it's
catty.
Like
it's catty.
And it's like, how does that benefit you? Like, are you going to think about that experience later and be like, well, I really stuck it to her? It's like,
I feel like they have the saddest brains overall.
Yeah.
I think if we were in their heads, we would be terrified. Thank goodness. And like, for people like that, they're just miserable cunts all the time. Yeah. All the time. And maybe someone's bullying them in their life and they're just like, oh, I just want to be a bitch to people. It's like, well, then fucking get over it and just be nice. Because literally, you get more flies with honey. Is that the saying?
Yeah.
Flies, bees, whatever.
Bees, honey, flies, who knows?
Bees vomit honey out of their mouths. Yeah, so, hey, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, people are always going to be so freaking catty, fake, rude to your face, and then the minute you turn around, they're gonna be like, well, did you see what they did?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. What's so wrong with that?
I'd rather you just not be nice to me, like straight off the bat, because then I know it's like, okay, let's just avoid each other and not, like, have to play this little fucking game.
Yeah. Because we don't have time for those games.
I barely have time to play video games, so those are the best kind of games. Yes. So if I'm going to be playing games, it's going to be Stardew fucking Valley, it's going to be Zelda, it's going to be fucking, oh, I got back into Fallout. Ugh, God.
And I have to watch the show.
Yes, and Baby Reindeer.
Yes, I have Baby Reindeer on my list. By the way, I did have like something in the notes that I...
Please.
Oh, wait. I don't know if we're going to talk about this yet, but it has something to do with salad and Patreon. Look at the last note.
Oh, yeah. We should. So I think that we'll have something upcoming. We could do that in June.
And let's do we have to do our adventures, like friendship challenges we have two of those that we have to do.
We have a lot of stuff planned,
so stay tuned, everybody. We also are shooting our music video also in June, July, so get ready for that, because it's gonna be...
Oh my God, I just had a thought. I'm going to Miami. When are we going to shoot the episode that comes out?
What time? When do you get back? We'll talk about this. We'll get this. If anything, we'll Skype. I'm kidding.
We'll Skype it.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
We always do.
And you guys, thank you for always like supporting us. We have new members of the Patreon, new patrons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're
so
getting.
Thank you guys.
We're getting closer and closer to 55 subscribers, which will be Fruit by the Foot off of Laura's Foot, and the little skit that we have planned out for that, which is very exciting.
And when we hit 100 subscribers,
I will queef. Yeah, and we have something fun coming in June that we had an idea for on content day. So there's so much coming. And if you have not yet, please go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and join Dirtbag tier if you would like to support the show. There's also a wholesome pledge for $5. And on all of the tiers, you do get episodes ad-free and a day early. There is also a private RSS feed with no ads for Patreon members. So you have to be a paying member to have that feed, but it is available. Dirtbag tier, you have an option for $10, or if you want to throw in a little bit more to extra support the pod, you can join the $15 tier. Either tier gets you the same thing. It's just one is a little more support and one is a little less, and we appreciate all of it.
All of it matters.
We have monthly Zoom chat coming up as well. Sometime this May, it's not been scheduled yet, so there's still time to get in and make sure that you get to join us on Zoom, yes, which are always so fun, and I have a hair in my eye.
But let's hear it for the hair.
So follow the podcast on Instagram and X at twndpodcast. You can email the podcast twndpodcast@gmail.com.
you can call us at 702-900-6446, and you can find you at
This Redhead Is SFW on Instagram, where I've been shadow banned for over a week now. And
hey,
you can also find me on TikTok at Leave Molly Alone.
Yes.
And you can follow Laura
at Wham Glam Artistry
everywhere.
And I might be shadow banned,
who knows. We don't really know. We take things day by day, because that's all you can really do.
And we hold clammy hands.
Let's lock our fingers real quick.
Okay. I love you.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you for following. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for coming. And we will see you Monday.
Come.